Weiter in Shas. We are in Chulin Daf Mem Tes. Bring up on Mem Chesem Aviz by the bottom of the page. Five lines up from the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Says the Hilig Gemara. Starts off with the word Ahi. Ahi machtadish takach b'chaticha dekavda. There was a needle that was found in a cut piece of the liver. And some of my brother Rav Yosef, the mitzvah of my brother, wanted to go and make a treif. Amelie Rav Ashi is to kach bebisra ki hai gavna have a chater of mar. And if you found it in meat, would you have tarfed in it? Would you have treifed it up? Rashi said, "Betmiya klomer v'chin nikuva sakavid treifu." It's really called treif. What do you mean? Just like in meat, it's not so doing the liver sign. El Amelie Rav Ashi chazinu ikupa labar nakuve nakiv va'asai. I look at the needle, and I look at the way that the needle is situating. Like, if the top of it, the head of it, the part that's not sharp, you know, the eye of the needle is outside the liver, with its tip in the liver, clearly it came into the liver by way of puncturing from the outside, and since it could not have exited the liver from the blunt end first, it must have entered the body by way of the digestive tract and punctured its way out into the liver, making it a trefa, because of the problem in the digestive tract. In ikup legav, simpona nakatvasai. But if the head of the needle is inside, and the tip of it is sticking out, is protruding from the liver, then we say that it had to go through the vascular route, came to the liver from the inside, and is starting to exit from the liver, and therefore it's going to be kosher. Vahani mili ba'alimta. These words we apply with a limta, which is a big needle. Thick one, says Rashi. A thick needle, which would not exit the liver head first. If you're dealing with a small needle, that the head also is able to go ahead and pierce through the animal's organs, because it's small enough to be able to go ahead and be like a needle itself, then loshna kupa lagav, loshna kupa labar, it doesn't matter if the head of it's in the inside or on the outside, the kuvinakava asai, either we have to be worried that the needle came to the liver by puncturing it, and therefore it would be problematic, and it would be treif. Says Gemara. Maishna mimachat shenimtzes. Why is this different from the case that case found in the following braisa, that if a needle is found, beep, turn the page. But ovi beis hakosos, it's found in the thickness of the beis hakosos, another area like one of the stomachs. And if that's where you go and that's where you find it, then it's sticking out from like the double wall of that area on the inside. If it sticks out from only one side of the wall, right, only the inner wall, then it's going to be kosher. Mishneit stadim treifa. And if it's from one, it's going to be kosher, because we assume that the outside layer was not punctured, and the outside layer protects the punctured inside layer. Mishneit stadim treifa. But if it's coming out from both sides, then that's one of the treifas we have in the Mishnah. It's going to be treif. Falar mina lechsei kupa labar kupa legav. And the Bryce doesn't make any mention about the direction. So we see that it doesn't matter. We don't say that we should see whether the head is going the inside, whether it's going the outside. Don't make no difference. So what's going on? So with the Gemara, Amri said, no. Hassan with the needle over there, we need to stuck head first in that stomach, in that particular area of the stomach. Kavan de'ika ochlim umashkim. Since there are food and drink in there, ema ochlim umashkim dechakura. So we could say that the food and the drink stuck it, pushed the needle head first into the wall. In the case of liver, where there's nothing that's going to drive the needle, it's not possible for needle to exit head first, and therefore the breast is not contradicting Ravashi's den. Hahu machta d'shachach misimpona rabba dechavda. There was a needle that was found in the great blood vessel of the liver. Huna Mar, bereid Rav Idi Tarif. Huna Mar is the son of Rav Idi. He said that it is treif. Rav Ada Bramanyumi Masher, he said that it's going to be kosher. Also, Shalilu Ravina came and asked Ravina about Amalu. He said, Shkila Glima de Trofai, take away the cloak of the one who said that it's treif, and give it as cash to the owner of the animal, because, you know, now this guy lost out because of this din, which is wrong. It's really going to be kosher. Ahu kashisa de ishtakach b'mara. There was a date pit, the pit of a date that was found in the gallbladder of a shechted animal. Amar Rava shi kiavina bei. Rav Kahana Amar, when we were learning it by, you know, Rav Kahana, he said about this, Hai vadai simpona nakat vasai. This certainly took the vascular route and came in that way into the gallbladder, through the great blood vessel of the liver, because it's too blunt to have come in through a puncture, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Afal gav daloka nafkan, even the pit is so big that it can't now exit by way of that the vessel of the liver. We say that it did enter through that way. Mir balhu de ravile. You say it was shaken down. The animal's movement slowly forced the pit through this narrow opening. Took a few days, and it made its way in. Hani mili de dikla. This is talking about the pit of a date, which is blunt, and therefore couldn't have come. It couldn't have entered by piercing its way through the digestive tract of all. De zesa mivza baza. In the case of the pit of an olive, which is sharp, maybe it really pierced its way out of the digestive tract and into the gallbladder, and that would actually be treif. Amar Rav Yochanan, lama nikra shma rea. Why is a lung called a rea? Shemi ira seinayim. Because when you eat it, it brings light to the eyes. Ibailu lachila al yidei samanim. You're saying this health is coming from eating it? Like eating it straight up, or eating it when you combine it with other type of spices. When you mix up some spices. Tashma, let's take a look. The Amr of Ravhuna bar Yehuda, Avza bezuza farea dida bar buck. When a goose costs one zuz, and its lung is worth four zuz, because it gives such benefits. V'isal k'tayk techlachila. And if you think to say that the health of, you know, benefits of the lung are from eating it straight up, then this doesn't make any sense. If one has said, like, why should one pay four zuz for the lung of one zuz goose? Linkod bezuza v'lechol. Let him just buy a whole goose for one zuz, take out the lungs and eat it. Hela al yidei samanim. It must come out that the value is only when he goes and combines it with other spices. What he's saying is, when you take that lung and you mix it with the proper spices, it ends up being worth four times as much. In kivarea hecha de misha de mimash misha yade de tabcha. What's going to be the din if the lung is found that's punctured at a point where the butcher's hand pokes the lung after shchita? Talina de lo talina. Are we told it and saying, like, really it's kosher and it's just after the shchita's already done that the butcher thing touched it and there's already kosher? Or we're not told on that and then we're worried that maybe it happened before shchita and the animal is going to be treif. Of Ada bar Nasan Amar Talina, we're tola. My sister Reader Alav and Mari Amar Lotalin, we're not tola. Because the Talina Lachas, we are tola on that, and the animal's going to be kasher. Mazalto, alayla, 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 we're eating this, alayla. Arab Shudre Ravavo, Abba Mireshe Kali, the Raphram Hava. My father is one of the heads of the Kala under Raphram. Right, this is the Kala, the Yarchi Kala, and they got together for the public Kashir. Of Amar Talina, he says, we are tola on his actions, and it's kosher. Amur kamilaha de marzucha bere de ramari velo kibla. They said this statement that he said over here in front of Marzucha, the son of Mari, Ramari, who said that we're not tola, but he didn't accept it. And we said, we don't do it, it's not kosher. Amur b'sharsha, kavasei da avua da abba mistabam. My grandpa's view that we are tola, makes more sense, not to lean in b'zeev, because in a similar case, we do this the same idea with the holes of a wolf that carried off intestines. Similarly, in our case, we're going to say the holes are this is because of the butcher. We saw Gemara earlier in Daf Tes. If a wolf ran off the intestines of a shechted animal and they came and then returned them, and they found to be punctured, they certainly don't make the animal trefa, as these were made after the shechita. But however, it's possible that the animal's intestines were punctured before the shechita, and therefore it's clearly going to be treif, and the wolf sank its teeth into the intestines in the exact spot where the pre-shchita holes were. And the Gemara there teaches that we don't have to be concerned for that idea, and that the animal is going to be kosher, even though we can't be sure that it didn't have a hole before the shchita. So like you saw, so we did the same thing. Amorna, Rashi says, tola'asa yotzem in areav v'nakva. You have a worm that comes out of the lungs. So you have a lung that's punctured by a type of worm, type of parasite. And we don't know whether this happened before or after Shchita. Pligabar of Yosef bar Dosaiv Rabban. Machlokas. Chadam Rakom Shkita Parish. One says that we assume that the worm came out the lung, exited the lung, making a puncture before the Shkita, and therefore the animal is going to be treif. The Chadam one says, La'acher Shkita Parish. The other one says that we assume that the worm exited the lung and punctured it after Shkita, and the animal is therefore going to be kosher. Ve'elchas halacha Shkita Parish. And halacha goes according to the view that we assume the worm left the lung after Shkita, and the animal is going to be kosher. Avshimino ma'achetina. Okay, if Mam is moving along in our Mishnah, this is number, continuation of number 8. Rav Shimon says, because it said that if it says chasra, and he says, ad shetinakiv lebisa simponus, until it's punctured all the way to the bronchi. So, what does this mean? Amar Rav Tachvi, Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, ad shetinakiv simponus, gadol means until, as long as that can be treifa, until, unless it punctured, the primary bronchi. Yosef Rav Acha bar Abba, kamed Rav Yehurav Huna, Yosef Kamar, Amar Rabbi Maluch, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Halacha Rabbi Shimon, Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Amar Le Maluch Arva Kamart. Rav Huna said to Rav Acha Rava, are you talking about Maluch from Arava, from Arabia? And Halacha Rabbi Shimon Kamar. He actually said that Halacha does not go according to Rabbi Shimon. Kisalik Rav Zera, and Rav Zera went up from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. And went to itself from Bavel, asked Rav Bibi the Yosef of Karmi, saw you sitting and saying, Amar Rav Malach, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Halacha Rav Shimon, Halacha Rav Shimon, Amar Lechai Damar, and he said to him, by the life of Mar, basically I'm swearing, the Anav Rabbi Chia, Bar Abba, Rav Asi, Ikal Inon La'asri the Rav Malach, once we visited Rav Malach, where he is, and Amar Lechai, and we asked him, he Amar Mar, Halacha Rav Shimon, does he say that Halacha is like, did you say of Malach that Halacha goes against Rabbi Shimon? V'amarlan, he said thus, Ein Halacha Rabbi Shimon, Amri. No, he said this, Halacha does not go against Rabbi Shimon. V'at mabi yadach, and what tradition do you have in your hand about this? Amarlan, he said back to him, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Per Ami Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Halacha Rabbi Shimon, Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. And bottom line is, Vein Halacha Rabbi Shimon, Halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. Okay, the next part of the Mishnah is Nikfa Hakiva, that is that it's also Trefa, if in the one of the stomachs it was punctured, and says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi, that's Nikfa Hakiva, Amar Bisak bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Oshaya, Chelev Sha'al Gabe Keva, the fat that's on the stomach, Kohanim Nogu Bohetek or Bishmol, Shamar Mishum Avosav, that they said that it is the Kohanim who, they're the ones who actually get it as one of the gifts, the Matnas Kahuna. They said that it's mutter to eat, going to according to Rabbi Shmol, that of Rabbi Shmol, that he said in the name of those of his fathers. We say Menachem the Simon. To remember that this is said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel is Yishmael Kahana Messiah Kahani. Yishmael the Kohen helps the Kohanim. Mahi. Now, what are we talking about over here? Where else do you find the Rabbi Shmuel is helping the Kohanim? Titania, we're looking at the Braisa. Kozafarchu as Bnei Yisrael. That says the Torah, this is how you should go and bless Bnei Yisrael. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. We learn a bracha to Israel, meaning to Bnei Israel, to not non-Kohanim, from the mouth of the Kohanim. The Kohanim Atzman lo lamadnu. We didn't learn anything about the existence of a bracha for the Kohanim themselves. Because you omer va'ani avarchem. When it says afterwards, and I will bless them, the pasuk in Parshas Naso, have Yomer Kohanim Avarchin Li Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avarchin Kohanim. We say that means that the Kohanim are making a blessing Israel, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blessing the Kohanim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lamadu Baruch Hu Yisrael Mipi Kohanim. We learn that there's a bracha to Yisrael from the mouths of the Kohanim. Mipi Gevur L'Lamadu, but we didn't learn that the Bnei Yisrael receives a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Kishu Omer V'ani Avarchin, which says that, Rabbi Yomer Kohanim Avarchin Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maskim Ayodam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maskim to this. Rabbi Shmuel is bringing out this blessing in a way that it's showing there's a blessing to the Kohanim themselves, so he helps the Kohanim, which is what the Gemara meant before. Rabbi Shmuel the Kohen is always helping the Kohanim. In fact, the Gemara, Ella, Rabbi Akiva, Baruch Hu Kohanim Inale, Rabbi Akiva, a bracha to the Kohanim, where does he know that from? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak mi va'avarcha mevarechecha. From the pasuk that Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, I'm going to bless those that bless you. And since the Kohanim bless Israel, Hashem is going to bless them. So you see, by the way, it's probably kedai to always be blessing Bnei Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. My Messiah, the Kohanim, the Rebbe Kiva is going to say the Kohanim get a bracha of their own, then what is, why, in what way does Rebbe Shmuel help the Kohanim more than Rebbe Kiva does? Rebbe Kiva also should be the one who's helping the Kohanim. The Moki La, Lebrichas Kohanim, called Bracha de Yisrael. Rebbe Shmuel places this pasuk describing the Kohanim's own bracha in the very context of Bnei Yisrael, and their blessing that comes from the Kohanim. It's a higher level because it's mashma that the Kohanim are blessed together with Bnei Yisrael. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel, Sha'amar Mishuma Basav Ma'ihi. Rabbi Shmuel, what was it that he said in the name of Basav? The time was in Abraisa. V'yizkol achila v'asher al hakerv. The pasuk says, in all the fat that's on the innards. Beep, turn the page. Mem tesim beis. Vigomer. Now, Lahavi, Chilov shal gabe adakin, this is coming, this extra letter vav over here is coming to include the fat that's on the intestines, that covers different parts. Div Rabbi Shmuel, this is the words of Rabbi Shmuel. This fat that's on the stomach, however, is not included, and therefore is going to be mutter to eat. Rekiva omer, Lahavi chilov shal gabe akeva, this vav is serving to include the fat that's on the stomach. So the fat of that area is going to be usher to actually eat, to consume. Now, Raminhi, we have a contradiction from a Braisa, Veis Kol Achila V'Asher Al HaKerev. Pasuk says that all the fat is on the innards. So what is the letter Vav, V'Eis, coming to include, similar to the fat that covers the innards? Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Ma Achilev HaMachases HaKerev, Sakerev Krum V'Niklaf. It's like the fat that covers the innards is in a membrane that can be peeled away. Af kol krum b'niklaf. So any fat included in the word by the word and must be fat that is in a membrane that can be peeled away. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, Machil v'mechasa sakerev tostav krum b'niklaf. Just like the fat that covers the innards is a drape, a membrane that can be peeled away. I've called tosav krum b'niklaf. So to any fat that has, that's included in about the word and, must be a fat that's a drape and encased in a membrane that can be peeled away. So the second brisa switches the views of the first one. Shaloch Rav Mishmei Rav Yochanan Kachi Hatzah Shel Mishnah. This version of the second brisa that you brought over here is contradicting the first, is the proper one of the Mishnah. Of what said v'ipach kamaisa, and you have to go ahead. Right, so the second brisa is what it really was. Reverse the first brisa, and that's messed up with they got it wrong. Frak the Gemara, why would you flip that one? My chutz is the afchat kamaisa, efach basraisa. Why are you flipping the first one? You flip the second one, that's a mistake. Shani acha give it to katani madafka. No, it's different here in the second brisa because it says just like, which is showing this time is probably the most accurate one. Yachi kidu Rabbi Yishmal. If so, the second brisa is accurate, and Rabbi Yishmal is a tana who's going to answer the fat of the stomach, then is what the Kohanim would do to eat the fat in according to Rabbi Yishmal? Clearly not. Rabbi Akiva, it's going to Rabbi Akiva. Sakur Rabbi Shai say that it's going according to Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, not a kashe. You know why? Because Rabbi Shai said that Kohanim would eat the fat of the stomach following that of Rabbi Shmuel. He said in the name of his Avosav, he means Sha'amar Mishum Avosav, lay lo svirle. He said in the name of them, but Rabbi Shmuel himself doesn't actually hold like that. Right? Even though he said it like that, he doesn't hold it himself. And it comes out that the second brisa is really the correct one. Hamarav chelev tar sosim tamein sosim mutter fat can seal a puncture a hole, but forbidden fat cannot do that. The Rebbe Shishi Samar echazev echazev sosim, both of them are able to seal it. Bayi Rebbe Zera chelev chaya mai. What's the chelev of a chaya? Can it seal the puncture of those animals? Dafka, is it Dafka? When he uses this lashon, Dafka Amar Chelev Tahor Sosim, and Vahai, Nami Tahuru, right? The chiluv of a chaya is mutter, so it's able to go into sozin to seal off a hole. Well, there will be sham the mahadak. Maybe it's because mutter fat is going to hold on tight to this area that he says that it's able to be used. V'hai lo mahadak, but the chiluv of a chaya, even though it's mutter, it's a different type of chiluv and it doesn't have the same makeup and it's not going to hold on tight. And therefore, it's not going to be a good seal. Amar ba'e mighty ba'ile. What is there? What are you asking over here? Nihi deshari bachila aduki lamadik. Okay, it's mutter to eat, but it doesn't hold on tight, and therefore, it's not going to seal it. There was a case of a hole that was sealed by usher fat that came in front of Rava. Rava said, lamayin nechishla. What should we be concerned about this? Of course, it's mutter, because chad number one, Amar of Sheshes Chiluv Tamei Nami Sosim, he says it does seal off. And furthermore, even though Rav argues with Rav Sheshes, still you should make all according to Rav Sheshes, because the Torah Chasam Amar Sheshes, the Torah cares a lot about the money of the Jewish people. Therefore, we have to make sure if it's going to work, it works. Even if it's okay, good. So Amar Leigin with Papa the Rava, Rav V'Isura D'Oraisa. He says there's Rav, and he's talking here, and he said the rice of eating meat with a a treifa. If I'm talking about Torah chasam amoshe, so you're saying the Torah is chasam the moment of yisrael. But if it's treif, it's treif. Like, what are you talking about? Manumin kanduka igli leib stucka the dufsha. He was used to sell pottery, this manumin, and he had a honey pot that was left uncovered. Aslan came over, he came in front of Rava to ask whether it's mutter to use the honey. Because maybe you're worried that if a steak came in and put its poison over there. Amarava says, Lamay Nechisla, what are you going to be worried about? Of course it's mutter. Chad at the time, one consulting in the Mishnah in Trumos, Shlosham Askim Asurim, Yisham Gilay, three liquids that are Asur from Gilay, Hayayin Vamayim Vachalav. Yishmai Kol Maskim Atom, there's some are going to be mutter. Right? Honey is not going to be an issue. Vod at Archos Amon Shay Yisrael, Amalei of Nachmi Yitzhak L'Rava, Rabbi Shimon, what are you talking about? We have Rabbi Shimon, who says that honey is going to be Asur if it's exposed, and Visakonis Nefashos, and Visakonis Nefashos, which is more Machmir than the Stam in Isser, like, how does that make any sense? Rabbi Shimon Mahi, what is his reference to Rabbi Shimon? The time of the Bible, Chamisha Ein Behem Yishum Giloy, there are five liquids that are not susceptible to being Megula. Tzir, Vechomet, Shemen, Udvash, Murius. Fish brine, vinegar, oil, honey, and Murius. Separate dip with made with fatty fish intestines. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Hain, Rabbi Shimon also said that I saw a snake that in Sidon that drink seer, drink brine. So snakes don't mind, therefore it's us as well. Amulo, but Chomer said to him, it was a messed up steak. They don't normally do that. So the snake was out of its mind. Being a raya from silly snakes. Amalei, Rava said to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, you say that we have to go and follow Rav Shimon. Odi li mias vitzir, at least you should be masking when it comes to brine that we don't follow Rav Shimon. Tara Papa Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua Rabbanon. Kavilu Giluya Shadali vitzir. When all of them would have some exposed liquid, they would, like water or wine, which they couldn't drink because maybe it was contaminated, they would pour it into brine in order that it would neutralize the venom. So if that happens, then clearly it itself shouldn't be the iser of the liquids. So even you have to admit that we don't follow Shimon's chumra reference to brine, unless it's a matter of sekonis nefashos. Even though it's sekonis nefashos, similarly we don't follow it in reference to honey either. Amar lei, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said to Rava, Odi li mias b'dvash. Okay, now, you did show me that we don't follow Shimon reference to brine, but you have to be masking to him, behold, according to honey, we're going to follow him. There will be Shimon and Elazar, Koi Kavasei, because he holds the communion reference to honey, the time of the Nebraisa. Vechi hayer b'shimon ben Elazar, Osa b'dvash. Vechain, and similarly, Rabbi Shimon Elazar would assert exposed liquid in the case of honey. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.